Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, it is a momentous day in the United States of America. We have, as of last night, a new Supreme Court justice sworn in by Justice Clarence Thomas. And joining us right now is our own Brad Young. He's a partner with the law firm of Harris Dow Fisher & Young. Bradley, how are you, partner?
I'm doing well, John. And, you know, I want to tell you, I'm impressed that you're as well as you are at this time of the morning.
I'm not awake. So,
you fooled me, my friend.
Amy Coney Barrett, highly controversial nominee for the court, confirmed along party lines, 52-48 vote in the Senate last night. How consequential is she likely to be in terms of the makeup of this court?
Well, it is consequential simply because of the ideological shift that occurred when she replaced Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It's on par with the ideological shift that occurred when Thurgood Marshall was replaced by Clarence Thomas, which I think is actually ironic given that Justice Thomas presided over the ceremonial swearing-in event at the White House last night.
So there's all of this pressure out there. Democrats highly critical of the Republicans for even taking up this nomination so close to an election after the Merrick Garland incident 4 years ago. Lots of talk about the Democrats potentially expanding the court. A, how likely is that? And B, what would the consequences of that be?
Well, the term is called court packing. And the last time this was discussed was during the Franklin Delano Roosevelt administration. And he was threatening to do what's called packing the court because his New Deal plans were not being implemented by the Supreme Court. They were being struck down in a series of multiple decisions in the 1930s. So it's a very controversial topic. The Supreme Court, the number of justices at the Supreme Court is not established by the Constitution. It's established by federal law, but they've been at nine now for, I think, 150 years. So if you want to talk about Supreme Court precedent, that's one of the greatest precedents that we have, is that the court is comprised of nine justices. How likely is it? Well, if the Democrats take control of the House and the Senate and the White House, it is certainly possible for them to expand the court, and then that would give a presumably President Biden the opportunity to appoint a whole slew of justices, depending upon how large it is expanded. Now, what's the likelihood of that happening? I think it's less than 50%. But it certainly is a possibility.
Well, we've got just about a minute left, Brad Young, the partner with Harris Dow Fisher & Young. Amy Coney Barrett, controversial just because of the timing of her appointment. Also controversial because as we head into an election, there's a lot of talk that the election outcome may end up in the Supreme Court. And lots of consternation on the part of Democrats that Amy Coney Barrett, if that be the case, should recuse herself. What's the legal ethic in terms of recusal, and should she recuse herself if a case involving President Trump comes to the court?
Well, the rule is very simple, and that is the rule is whatever the Supreme Court wants it to be. There is no formal rule. It's not established by law in any way. It's up to the justices' decision. Now, to the best of my knowledge, I'm not aware of any case where a justice has had to recuse himself or herself simply because a matter involved the president that nominated them. I'm not aware of that ever happening. So it would be unprecedented to make that sort of a demand, and I certainly don't see that happening here.
So that's KMOX legal expert Brad Young with the law firm of Harris Dow Fisher & Young. Joins us on the Quiver River Electric guest line. Brad, thanks so much. Total Information continues after this on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.